intro. I cannot believe how much time has passed. I genuinely thought on June 30th when I released that quick little snippet that, you know, the season would be rolling and we would just be good to go with, you know, nothing but good vibes and just amazing interviews. And of course, you know, taking on this new job, moving literally across the country, not having access to any of my personal items until about 3 days ago has just been the biggest surprise ever of all the things that happened. I mean, you know, this has been a blessing, but it was in disguise because your girl is tired. Like, this move really, it tested me in ways I was not expecting. It definitely challenged a few friendships, and I am just happy to be on the other side of it. Finally having my things, finally getting settled in this new state with these different cultures, and really just seeing what Washington State has to offer and the Pacific Northwest altogether. So I'm excited. But this has been long overdue. I know everybody was like, how you drop a whole episode about this new season and then just go dark? I promise that was not my intention. I honestly thought I packed my external hard drive in my suitcase, because that was literally these two suitcases, that was all I had for the past 12 weeks. And, you know, to my surprise, I did not have it. I packed it in the wrong book bag. So thank you guys for, you know, allowing me the space and grace to just roll with this. And I can honestly say that this will probably be well worth the anticipation, just because, you know, the experiences I've had thus far in this new state have really just shaped who I am or who I hope to be as far as the growth to come. And I'm just learning more about myself. I don't know. It's just all the things, all the feels. So yeah, I am thankful for my circle, my ride or dies, my family. Like, everybody has been so supportive, because this has truly been like a culture shock in a way that I did not anticipate. And so I'm just happy to be here and get everything back on track, get my life back on track, get acclimated even more to this city now that I have everything. So, you know, let's just backtrack a little bit. So I came on here June 30th, in a frenzy to record that first introduction episode, just so everyone could really get a sense of what kind of Black Girl Magic was going to be a part of season two. And I mean, I was just shaking with excitement and emotion, because I had this new opportunity and things just really aligned for me, which they continue to do. And at that point, I had to hit the ground running. Like, that next week, I was on a plane to Seattle trying to find somewhere to live, came back, got on another plane to Florida for my family trip that was planned months in advance. But thank the Lord that we were able to work that out, because that was the last time I really got to spend time with my siblings, my parents, my niece, all in one setting. My brother-in-law, like, that was really the last time we all really had together. So I am eternally grateful for those memories, just because at this point it'll always be somewhat of a fragmented experience, because I just don't see everybody coming to Seattle. And I don't know when I'm going back to Atlanta, because, you know, it's real ghetto. Carisha, aka COVID-19, is running rampant through the South. And, you know, people are just a little bit more safe up here in the PNW, so I'm gonna be fine just here. So got on a flight to Florida, spent, you know, about a week with family, then came back, and the movers were here to get all my stuff. My last day in Atlanta, I got to spend it with the two Ryans of my life. for Kanye West, his first listening concert of the Donda album, which, I mean, come on, chef's kiss. everybody knows I love Kanye. You know, y'all can say what y'all want about whatever, but that was just the perfect night for me. It could have been a lot crazier, but it was just real chill. It was the perfect ending to a city that I've spent 30 years in of my life, and just all the memories, all the feels. So I was glad to have my earth signs keeping me at bay that last night. And then I was on a plane the next day with my two suitcases and, you know, a bunch of memories, just, you know, doe-eyed and bushy-tailed, or however the saying goes. So yeah, so everything went by fast. In the mix of all that, my brother-in-law and my sister came up with this idea to throw me a surprise party, which was amazing. It was totally unexpected. All the people I love were there. Some people couldn't make it. Some people, you know, let me tell you how things work. So I had planned to do my own going away party. I was just going to pay my friend, who's an event planner, to do it. And when I realized my timeline was cut a little bit short for me having to move, I was like, fuck it, I ain't going to do it. But I still had all my plans written out because I write everything down. And so my sneaky ass family then went through my notes, trying to decipher who was on my list, going through my social media to find all of my friends, those that they knew. But of course, I don't talk to them about everybody I know. So there were some people, they're like, who the hell is this? Who is this? Who is this? You know, going through episodes of the podcast, like, oh, this girl was on the podcast. That's how she know her. Da-da-da. So they did the legwork. Shout out to Chauncey because, you know, she wasn't able to make it to the party, but my girl did the groundwork, okay? And Jasmine, who is an amazing event planner, was able to pull it all together. And then my family and my sister and Amber were able to just get all those fine details that I guess I had envisioned. And then, of course, everybody knows Tay-Tay. Taylor, I guess she was in charge of wrangling me, because anybody who knows any Sagittarius in your life, you're not going to tell them what to do. You're not going to tell them to be anywhere or do anything at a certain time. But all that fire sign in her chart, she somehow kept me occupied, because I was like, girl, I'm ready to go. Like, I was hungry. They had told me we was going to dinner, and I'm sitting here like, why the fuck are we still sitting in your house? Like, I am hungry. My hair ain't done. My mama was talking about my hair all week. So I'm like, dang, why is she ragging on me? Just didn't connect the dots. And so it was all worth it in the end, just to see everybody's face when they opened the door. Because at first I was like, what is going on? You know, my mom told me it was a little conference at my sister's house. I'm like, oh, they got a conference. And then I'm starting to see faces of like, Christopher, what Christopher doing here? So y'all, it was hilarious, like totally unexpected. For those that were missed, know that you are loved, but they got me. So, you know, that was great to at least see some of the people that have just been pivotal in, you know, keeping me together during this process, and just in life in general. Like, you need a strong circle. You need those people around you, because it's just hard enough on the day to day. But being Black and being a woman, you know, that, like they say, is two strikes against you. So I'm always looking at, you know, how can I help others? But it was good to know that people valued me enough to just be there in those final days. So shout out to y'all. You got me. but, you know, like I said, that third week of July, just circling back, got here in Washington in corporate housing, stayed there for about a month looking for a place. And let me tell y'all, everyone who has read my blog knows, I filed for bankruptcy at the beginning of 2020. It's no secret. I'm very transparent about it. I feel like it's a part of my journey, a part of my story. And it really is a testimony, because there were just so many things about that entire process that I just thought were odd, you know. But lessons learned. And I don't see it as a negative. You know, if you got something to say about people's finances, you need to look in the mirror, because a lot of times the main folks that be on social media talking about finances ain't got their shit together. You just try to sell some type of idea or gimmick, whatever. This is real life. I say all that to say, I did not realize I had some residual, I guess, feelings about that I thought I dealt with. Especially, you know, in starting therapy, and then when I get here and it was just so difficult to find somewhere because everybody just had such an issue with me having this open bankruptcy, which I'm like, I'm paying it back 100%. You know, I filed chapter 13 and I'm halfway through it, and you know, it pissed me off. I'm like, do you know how much I'm making at Microsoft? You know, all those things. And I'm just like, it's always something. And so I almost, you know, I felt defeated. Like, we came here at the beginning of July, and then, you know, when I finally got here and I was able to really look with the realtor, she was great, the realtor that they gave me to work with, but it was a grind. And, you know, I did not realize that I hadn't completely dealt with those emotions. And I say all that to say, like, you may not realize how certain experiences can really shape how you deal with things, like those biases that you may have that you did not know, you know, those blind spots. Like, I had no idea how much filing that bankruptcy and I guess the perceived image that it may have about me, especially as a Black woman, you know, coming to this new state where I didn't know anybody. It wasn't like I could make a call or anything. Like, I, you know, my word is bond, but here, nobody know me. They're just like, okay, girl, and so I say all that to say, like, you really have to continuously do the work. Like, even 2 years down the line, a year down the line, 10 years down the line, whatever it is, you still need to make sure that you're having those check-ins to not internalize things, because I had a bit of internalization with that experience, and I was so worried. Like, when I finally did, you know, found this beautiful townhome that is in the middle of wine country, which is perfect because it's beautiful scenery, it's quiet, like, I ain't paying no astronomical amount of rent because rent is already expensive here, but, you know, it's within my price range. If it checked all the boxes, and I still just didn't trust it. Even after signing the lease, putting down my deposit, I was like, nope, something's going to go wrong. And so you just have to trust. You can't worry and have faith. So you really have to just trust that if you want something and it's meant for you, it really, things will work out. And I used to believe that so much, but with this experience in finding a home, I don't know. I kind of punked myself out. So that was, you know, looking back, I'm like, damn, I got myself worked up over nothing. But I kind of had to go through that to realize, like, okay, I still have more work to do on this. And so now that I'm getting settled, going back to therapy, I'm going to hit up my therapist and be like, hey, girl, let's talk, let's chat, let's catch up. It's going to be a long one, so, you know, clear your schedule. But, you know, now that I found a place, now that I have my things, it's a woosah, just moment of relief. And I'm cool, you know. I have my line sister who moved here as well for work, so I have somebody else. And then I have a former student who is also working at the same company as me. So, you know, I have familiarity with something while I'm here, which helps a lot, because coming here, I just did not know what to expect. And even now that I'm here, it's just a lot of things that are just very different from Atlanta. And even my line sister, she was telling me, she was like, you know, you make conversation. You everywhere you go, you just talk to people. And I'm like, I really don't, but I guess there is something about my aura or my vibe where it is more inviting or welcoming. Because since she said that, I'll go places and I'll just like kind of pay attention to behaviors, and people will literally start conversation with me, and I'll go with it just because I don't mind. Like, we can chat it up. I ain't got nowhere to be. But now that I see it, I'm like, oh my gosh, she's telling the truth. And then, so Steven, my dad, is here. We were in a dollar store, and he does the same thing. And I'm like, oh my God, I am my father's child. Because we're in the dollar store and the lady asks, do you want your receipt? And this man wants to go on a tangent of why he wants his receipt. And so he's like, yeah, can I tell you a story about why I want it? And I said, no, daddy, she's working and we got somewhere to be. And he's like, okay, well, she's saying I can't tell you, so I'm not going to tell you. And so then, as we're walking back to the car, he proceeds to tell me the story. Which it was a good story, but at the same time, I'm like, this is where I get it from. It's this man's fault. And I realized I am turning into my parents because between him and my mom's habit with shopping and clothes and shoes and me not having an idea of where the hell I'm going to put all these shoes and clothes now that I have them in my face, it's their fault. But so yeah, all the things. Still adjusting, still trying to figure the people out here. It is definitely not Atlanta in the sense that you can go on any corner for anything black owned or really anything that's just minority owned and of quality. Like it definitely is, it's a different kind of vibe here. They are more progressive in thought, but I just want to see more for my people here. I definitely want to see more opportunities. I want to see more more arenas where they can be on display or be, you know, in front of people and have opportunities, because I think that there is a lot of great talent here. In the few weeks I've been here, I've met some like super amazing people, and what I like to call the East Coast Coalition of of transplants, because there are so many of us that came from the East Coast for work, whether, you know, it's Amazon, Microsoft, Google, you know, whatever the big company is, a lot of us are here because of work. So you already know that priority there is a professional priority first. But I just, you know, I expect camaraderie to be somewhere on that list, because we all here, we all on the grind for the same goals. So why not, you know, come up together, like bridge those lines of communications across the companies. Like it shouldn't just be, you know, BAM at Microsoft or BN at Amazon, which are the black employee networks. No, it should just be, let's be an employee resource group across these companies for whatever the area of interest is. If it's black women, if it's AKAs, if it's whatever, we need to get on it. So I get off my soapbox, because that's just been something that's been on my mind since I've been here. I'm like, we need to organize. We need to come together. And I feel like, you know, I'm like, dang, what can I do? But also it's like, this is not just my task. Like, why do I feel compelled to do it over everyone else? There is definitely talent here. Not everybody is as professional, but for those that are, the talent is definitely worth it. And I'm like, I want to fly out. My hairstylist, I want to fly out. People that, you know, whatever the skill set is, come out here. You know, stay for a few weeks or something and, you know, see what kind of business you can drum up. Just to, you know, light that fire under people, because I feel like it's not enough competition. Folks is real lackadaisy and I ain't with it. On another note, this season is different. We have learned how to glow up, and at this point, we're going after it. We're getting shit done. The vibe is totally different. You know, last season, I think I, as well as the listeners, we were all just trying to figure it out. Like, we all were in this place, this place of inquiry, this search, like wanting more out of life. And I don't know about everyone else, but I definitely feel like those around me, like toward, you know, my inner circle and just people that I've put in my purview, we're all like elevating. Like we're taking those next steps. We're not settling. We're not taking no for an answer. We are going after what we want, taking names, kicking down doors. And we're not being quiet about it. You know, we're not just allowing people to do whatever, say whatever. You got something to say, you're owning it. And so that, I think, is definitely the premise of this season. Like, own your shit. Like, talk your shit. Own your shit. And just be a boss. But above all, remember that there is community. And just like somebody helped you up, you always need to be willing to reach back and help somebody up behind you. You know, I've never been one to be like, oh, I'm not going to hang with somebody because of their age or because of where they are in life. No. If I feel like you on that path, like you hungry for it, or you, you have the talent, but you just are looking for the resources, I'm going to help. I'm not going to cut somebody off just because of where they are in life, because somebody could have very well done the same thing to me. So I just want to get that in everybody's mind that this next season, it will definitely be reminiscent of that. You know, we got some wonderful Black women, and I'm hopefully going to get some people that I've met since I've been here in Washington. Hopefully they will agree to come on. You know, I had some folks, they was like, I've been social media stalking you. Please do, because that, you know, adds fuel to my fire to keep going, because oftentimes I'm moving so fast. I'm doing so many things. I have so many ideas that I don't just sit back and appreciate what the fuck I've done. Like, looking back over this past 6 months alone, like, I'm in a totally different state. My dad's downstairs watching TV, but him being able to experience, like, the Pacific Northwest and to be able to show him, you know, I can take care of myself and be okay, and where, you know, him and my mom don't have to worry, and just having a place where my friends can come and visit, and, you know, it ain't like the college days where you bunked up in the bed. You know, Miranda, my friend Miranda, she was one of my first visitors. Now, we did have to bunk up in the bed because we was in corporate housing. And I was just so desperate to have someone here. But she gonna have to come back for a second trip, because now I have the space. And this really is just it's a beautiful atmosphere. Like, the scenery, the views, the greenery, like, above all, it definitely has been a place where I feel like I am going to get a lot of grounding done. Now, I can't say that this is the last stop on my journey, but it definitely feels like a good place to start. So, yeah, and I don't know. Atlanta, it just doesn't seem like it's in my sight for a while. So, I'm going with what I feel to kind of see where all of this takes me. Like, I feel like it's just onward and upward from here. So, yeah, so y'all just get ready. That's all I can say. I don't want to take up too much time because, like I said, this is just a recap. Thank you again to Miranda for coming and just kind of saving me those first few weeks here, because I was like, oh my God, I don't know what the fuck I did. Did I really just do this? And I'm telling y'all, like, when I pulled up to the airport and saw her, I was crying. I was like, oh my gosh, I missed this. Like, every time I go to the airport to get somebody, it's just that feeling of, okay, I need this. Like, the people I have here are great, but there's nothing like those folks that really know you and that just, they don't ask for much. They really are just here for you. There are no perceived biases. There are no, you know, just none of that shit. All of that is cut out, and it's just, what do you want to do? Where are we going? I'm just here for the vibes and the ride. I love that. So I've already had my friends kind of rotate out a schedule. So September is booked because that's just for my parents. October, it's empty right now, but November has filled up quickly. So yeah, so we're going to make it happen, Captain. And I am just glad to be on the ride. I'm glad to have all of these opportunities. And by the way, like, I have not mentioned this, but I really do love my job. Like, this new role is just challenging me to think on a different level, and no 2 days are the same. Like, I can definitely say that, like, even at Georgia State, no 2 days are the same, but this is just a different kind of experience. Like, Microsoft does a really good job of allowing their new employees to really learn their roles, learn the craft, fail up, fail well, and, you know, just kind of get into a groove before they just start throwing shit at you. So I'm just very appreciative of that as well, because having to adjust to a new state with new people, a new job, like, it was a lot. And it has not been the easiest, but my team has definitely made it, you know, a little less stressful. My anxiety has not been completely through the roof, because they have just been so supportive and tried to, you know, really just talk through those things with me. So, yeah, so I'm going to wrap things up. But I cannot wait for y'all to hop into season two next Wednesday. So we're going to get back on track. This is just, you know, a little, hey, how you doing? Checking in. I'm still alive. And then next week we'll be back on schedule. But I didn't want to leave you guys hanging in. I definitely wanted to give some kind of explanation for what the Zero Dark 30 was all about. But now that I have my equipment, now that I can go back through episodes, make sure that the editing is good with my editor, we're going to be on the roll. So just buckle up, guys. And as always, thank you for listening. For those that are subscribed to my blog, do know I will be back on there as well. Thank you for reading. And I will chat with you guys next week. Bye.